Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, September 19th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Gun violence surging nationwide. Starbucks pulls out of New Orleans to protect employees. Rents smash records all over the country. Britain hosts the biggest funeral in history. Also ahead is President Biden, the Prince of Darkness. But first, more than 100 people shot in America's biggest cities over the weekend. 45 in Chicago, 27 in Philadelphia, 10 in New York, 15 in D.C. At least 20 people killed nationwide. The homicide rate now breaking records in Los Angeles, Atlanta, and Baltimore. Murders in Portland, Oregon up a shocking 200% compared to 2019. More on the country's violent crime crisis coming up next. Starbucks closing its flagship location in New Orleans. Executives there claim the store located in the historic French Quarter is simply too dangerous to operate. Said a spokesperson, quote, "We tried to work with local leaders to make the premises safer. It didn't work." The Big Easy, one of the most dangerous cities on earth. Rent smashing records all over the country. Prices jumping 20% in most major markets this fall. A one-bedroom apartment in Miami, $2,800 a month. New York City, $3,500. San Francisco, $5,000 on a typical one-bedroom rental. Economists blame the spike on energy prices, inflation, and high interest rates. The funeral for Queen Elizabeth underway. 3 million people descending on London to mourn the monarch. Guests include President Biden. The ceremony guarded by 10,000 police officers, 5,000 Royal Marines, military teams from the USA, Canada, and Australia. More than 4 billion people will watch the funeral on TV, making it the most watched event in human history. In a moment, President Biden and violent crime. Will he even mention it? Right back with it. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. As we just reported, violent crime, people getting shot in America out of control. It has all become very dark for the designer sunglasses guy. President Biden cannot, as the biblical creator did, command, "Let there be light." So he is governing in darkness. The hits to the American people are certified. Inflation, open border, record high narcotics on the streets, collapsing airline industry, declining test scores for students, woke, racial tension, breakdown of civility and due process. We, the people, are getting battered, especially the urban poor. FBI stats say violent crime is accelerating at a record pace. Every weekend, thousands of Americans are shot. Many of these crimes are so-called mass shootings, where more than 5 individuals take a bullet. Most of the victims are African American, but the press says little. Why? Because most of the perpetrators are young black males, which is now a protected class in the American media. In Chicago, which has record violence, the Bears football team is moving to the suburbs. And the McDonald's Corporation, which is based in that city, may leave as well. Other businesses have already departed. But many of the poor in the Windy City cannot afford to do that. President Biden has not addressed this brutal reality in any meaningful way. He does not have a solution to inner city violence and knows most chaotic towns are run by Democrats. So exactly like the border, Biden sees no evil. He himself lives in luxury. He doesn't have to cower in fear as drug gangs run wild. He doesn't care. Think about it. The President of the United States has done absolutely nothing about violent crime. No meetings with local police and prosecutors. No strategy from the Justice Department to help out. Few public statements by Biden. The Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund reports at least 75 progressive prosecutors are currently in office. All of them backed by George Soros, who has donated more than $40 million to elect anti-incarceration administrators. Soros believes the U.S. Justice Department is racist and that minority criminals should not be held to account because of historical injustice. So he funds the campaigns of people who see the world as he does. Meanwhile, powerless Americans are being brutalized by violent thugs who avoid prosecution to the fullest extent of the law. Ironically, the cities that refuse to hold criminals responsible are absolutely practicing racism against the hundreds of thousands of minority victims. We should pity all of those victims, but we should also recognize that Mr. Biden is pitiful in this issue. In a moment, something you might not know. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know, as you do know or should know, Martha's Vineyard, now the unlikely focus of America's immigration crisis. The controversy began last week when the vineyard received 50 illegal migrants courtesy of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Here's the quick backstory. Located off the southeast coast of Massachusetts, the territory was discovered by English explorers in 1602. Captain Bart Gosnold named the island after his young daughter, Martha. The colonial period was marked by prosperity and peace. Europeans mingled freely with thousands of Native Americans who called the island home. During the American Revolution, the locals rallied to support the Patriots. In 1778, a British fleet sailed into the harbor and raided docks, farms, and local taverns. Throughout the 19th century, Martha's Vineyard became a major source of whale oil for the rest of the country. In the early 1900s, the vineyard gradually transformed from a working-class community into a swanky vacation destination. Ships ferried tourists and politicians from New York City, Providence, Rhode Island, Boston during the warm summer months. Today, Martha's Vineyard is divided into six separate townships and is one of the wealthiest communities in America. The vineyard boasts a year-round population of 15,000. That number swells to 200,000 during the summer. 94% are white. The median home price, $1.2 million. Average income, $700,000 a year for people on Martha's Vineyard. The island, one of the most progressive precincts in America. Locals there have not voted for a Republican since 1959. During the last election, 77% of the vineyard voted for Biden, 20% for Trump. And here's something else you might not know. In a major disappointment for wine enthusiasts, there are no actual vineyards on Martha's Vineyard. The harsh winters and salty climate make it impossible to grow good-tasting grapes. But there are sour grapes. as the vineyard migrant controversy demonstrates. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.